I understand that I'm a substitute. And I surely won't do justice to the original subscribe speaker. A substitute always, you know, is Shvach HaMaisis. Thank you. But just, you know, to fill up the period, the time, we'll discuss a little bit Minyan HaYomer, which is really so important to all of us. Today, in this week that we are Erev Shavuos, we're counting the final days to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. We all know that Shavuos is a very, very special day. Chazal tell us that HaKol Moedim Ba'atzeres Debir Nam Alochem. There is a machlekes in the Gemara, two opinions, whether on every Yom Tov, whether it's Pesach or Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot, even Zman Simchasenu, whether we are to spend the day Kulo LaHashem, in other words, permitted not to eat any su'uda, but just to learn Torah and to daven, or Kulo LaHashem, it's a day that you're supposed to spend in celebrating the Yom Tov. And the halacha is that Chotzi LaHashem v'Chotzi Lachem. The halacha is that we spend our Yom Tovim half Lashem, half Lachem. We daven in the morning till around half day, and then we eat the Suda. But there is an opinion that the Yom Tov can be spent Kuloi LaHashem. And the Gemara says, HaKol Moedim, according to all opinions, Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, Be'inon Nami Lachem, you have to make a lavish Suda. My time, why Yom Shenitan Torah Yisrael? Because this is the special day that we have to celebrate, the day that we receive the Torah. So really, even though that we know the Minhagim of Shavuos are vary, and most B'nai Torah spend their time learning, the Shavuos night is a very, very wonderful night. We have in the Ariya Kodesh that if you learn all night and you don't waste a second, then for sure you won't die during that year and you won't have any harm during that year. And all your life is depending on this wonderful night of Shavuos of Kabbalah Satayr. But this is really Alpi Minhag, according to its customary, it's not really Halacha. What is mentioned in the Gemara is to make a lavish feast. That's what's mentioned in the Gemara. So the blintzes of Shavuos and the kugel and the gefilte fish, that's the real mitzvah of Shavuos. And I'm not trying to pull upon here, but that's mamash kipshuta. And the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Ivduli igla tilta. On Shavuos make me the most delicious piece of meat that's possible. Igla means a calf, tilsa means the third. The one that was born third, in other words, the first one that's born, is the meat is too hard. The second one also. The fourth one is already, doesn't have so much, it's not so good. The third, that's bidyuk delicious. I don't know if anybody does know how to differentiate. But those tzaddikim knew how to differentiate everything. And on Shavuos he said, Igvduli igla tilsa. He told his family, today make the most delicious delicacies. The ilah v'hu yom, if it wouldn't be for this day, kama yosef ikah b'shuk, I would be like any other guy in the market. So what we did was, what I tried to do in the first minute was to introduce the halacha of Shavuos, that Shavuos is supposed to be celebrated. And it's extremely important to know this halacha, because Shavuos is a time to express our simcha, that we are Jews, we are B'nai Yisrael, we are B'nai Matan Hashem Elokeichem. And that's the real mitzvah of Shavuos. I meet many times a bachur or a young man who goes to shul and has great inspirations to learn all night. And sometimes many young ladies, I don't know if people sitting here, but you know, when my sisters were younger and they wanted to stay up all night, and they fall asleep and they become very tzibrochen, and the bochum comes tzibrochen, they become atzvis, and they ruin the Shavuos because I fell asleep and I didn't learn what I wanted. It's a terrible mistake. The mitzvah of Shavuos is not learning. It's a minhag to learn, it's very important to learn. The mitzvah of Shavuos is to be happy and to express appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. And that's the mitzvah of Shavuos. It's extremely important for us to know that Shavuos is supposed to be a very, very special day to be careful that if anyone angers us, the children, anybody else, to be Vater Shavuos is a day of Simcha more than any other day of the year. Even Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu, but Shavuos is a day that we have to express appreciation that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. Now that we discussed the halacha of Shavuos, now for sure there is something in the neshama of Shavuos which is not really halacha, but in the avodas Hashem of Shavuos, and I will try to discuss where again Shavuos is special from all other days. Now we know that the Moadim, the holidays, are a ladder. Pesach is the birth of Am Yisrael, and it's the rebirth of every Jew. On Pesach, this Pesach we became born. Just like you ever see a baby when he's born, the time of the birth, it's a whole operation. There's doctors, there's nurses. The delivery room is like a major operating room. And the same thing, Leil Pesach. The birth of Am Yisrael, there's matzah, there's mor, there's abrakosis, and karpas, kadesh, hudachatz, karpas, yachatz. It's a whole operation, because we're being born. And then when the baby is an infant, you have to sterilize his food, because a germ, rachmon alaslan, is hakonas nefoshes. So the first week after our birth, a mashu chametz is also. We eat sterilized food. We eat matzah and chametz. Afterwards, after 7 days, it's like a baby. He picks up his pacifier from the floor, and his mama doesn't even care. So you can eat chametz also, but the first week, when we are infants, we have to eat sterilized food, and we don't eat chametz. And then Shavuos is our bar mitzvah. Shavuos is the bar mitzvah. That's when we get the mitzvahs. Sukkot is the chasen. Sukkot is the day that we build the house with Hashem. And we know before our chasna, the chasna kala fast and do tshuva, that's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you can't walk up to a chuppah just stand like a grateful kid. Like stand like a, with all your averis. So before the chasna, we have Rosh Hashanah, and we do a lot of tshuva, and Yom Kippur. And then we build a home with Hashem Yisbarach. And then, to continue the analyzation, after the chasna, there is Hoshanas. Hoshanas is Arovis. Arovis is Doimelis Fasayim. Kaviyochel Am Yisrael gives a kiss to Hashem. And then Shmini Atzeres is Yichud, which is very, very deep, which I want to discuss. Excuse me? Hashan Rabba is Neshikin. Arovis Doimelis Fasayim, like the lips. And Simchas Torah is Yichud. That's the Yichud Simmer. And it has to be discussed, but now is Erev Shavuos, so let's leave Hashan Rabba alone. Now, it's very interesting that as the ladder goes higher, our participation becomes less and less. Now, let me explain this. When the Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem Yisbarach gave them two mitzvahs, which was Milah and Korban Pesach. And we know, Ve'ever Alayach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked by and saw us in the most terrible situation. I just can't take you out of Mitzrayim. We have to have Shvichas Dam. And there was a wonderful moment of Mesiris Nefesh. And Am Yisrael was Makriv Korban Pesach, which was a pure Mesiris Nefesh, because the Egyptians, that they were their masters for 210 years, let's say 86 years, this was their Elil, this was their Avodah Zarah, this was their God. And to take someone's God and to just slaughter it, and especially if he was your master for 85, 86 years, it needs mamish mesiris nefesh. It's gornish pashut. And Mila is a mesiris nefesh. It's mesiris nefesh. Chazal said that there was a river of blood. Now, Shavuos, Matan Torah, there wasn't that much of a participation of the Jewish people, but, Am Yisrael had to participate by saying Na'aseh V'Nishma. They were asked, do you want to receive a Torah? Do you want to become Hashem's nation? Or don't you want to? And we said Na'aseh V'Nishma, and this was a genius expression. Chazal Sech, Kodesh Baruch Hu was excited. But again, there was a participation. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there is less participation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a shofar, and he wakes us up. He wakes us up. Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, it's not, you understand, it's not our power, but the shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a utensil, and the shofar, and the pasuk says, Vashem Elokim b'shofar yitka, and again, this is everything is a discussion by itself. I'm just going all over a map, so we're not going into particulars. And then Sukkot, really, you just have to walk through the sukkah. Walk into the sukkah, and the easiest mitzvah is a sukkah. There is nothing as cheap as a sukkah. Let's leave the esrogat for a moment. A pair of tefillin is expensive, matzah is expensive. The sukkahs, everyone has, there's trees all over, there's branches all over. And Hashem says, walk into the sukkah. Now, the expression of this is as follows. Let's talk in a shidduch between a chos and kala. The shidduch itself has to come from both sides. You can't go over to a kala and say, I want to marry you. It has to come from both sides. The engagement, he and she make equal decisions. They make equal decisions. Even though usually the man is one who leads, when it comes to the shidduch, when it comes to talk to shidduch, they both have to make equal decisions. If she's not interested, if he's not interested, he doesn't say, what do you mean? But I'm the man of the family. There's no family. You're not my wife. You don't belong to me. You're not engaged to me. Ich frag dich nicht. And shalom aleichem, I don't know you. So he has to come forth and she has to come forth. And that was Pesach. After they're engaged in the marriage, it's very interesting. He's the one who makes the Maaseh Kedushin. He's the one who makes the Maaseh Kedushin, but she has to agree. She has to be maskil. You need her rutzen. She doesn't do anything. She just receives the ring. She just sticks out the finger. And he's the one who says Aret Mekodeshes. But you need her rutzen. If she says no, you can't be Mekadosh Yishei Bal Korcho. And as the family continues, really, she has less to say, and he has more to say, and we won't discuss that at this moment. Now, it's very important to know that Shavuos, till this very day, is very different than many mitzvahs in the Torah. Shavuos, in order to receive Torah, needs our participation. Now, the Nasa V'Nishma that was said on that wonderful day, really, we have to relive it today. And that's the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is expression, I'm anxious, and I'm waiting, and I want to receive the Torah. That's what Sfiras HaOmer is. Now, let me bring you a very good example of what we're talking about. Chazal tell us that Shabbos Kodesh is a very special mitzvah that is designated only to Jewish people and not to goyim. And the Rambam says halachically, a goy is permitted to put on tzitzis, and he'll get schar. He can eat matzah, he can put on tefillin, and he can sit in a sukkah. Even though it's an expression, Erez V'Yavoni in sukkah, he's like a Greek in the sukkah, which is a joke. But essentially, if a goy decides he wants to sit in the sukkah, he will get schar. He will get reward from Hashem. He can eat matzah, he can put a mezuzah on his door, and he can mekayim every mitzvah in the Torah besides one special mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh. And the Gemara says, Akum sheshov as chayev misa. Now this is a mystery. Let me tell you why. Because logically, it should be exact opposite. How do you come to matzah? You went out of Mitzrayim? How do you come to matzah? You went out of Mitzrayim? Vos ha-shachas is tut esen matzah. What connection do you have to mezuzah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. You're Yisrael? But when it comes to Shabbos, which is Echel HaMaaseh Bereishis, I was created in Maaseh Bereishis just like you Jewish people. Why are the Jewish people? Adrab, I would think that Dafka Shabbos would be the one that the Goyim have Shaychas to. Because Shabbos is expresses creation. Shabbos expresses Yichud Hashem. Shabbos expresses Maaseh Breishis, Chiddush HaOlam. And the Goy is part of creation, just like the Jew. So why Dafka Shabbos is specialized and is Miyuchad only for Jewish people? And the answer is, because Shabbos is called a bris. And really, essentially, a goy has a schus in Shabbos, like every other Jew. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he gave a Torah, he had to go to every nation. Because he cannot go to Am Yisrael and say, do you want to receive a Torah? And we know that Shabbos is the essence of the Torah. Shkula Shabbos connected kola Torah kula. Hashem can't leave the goyim out because the goyim says, why should we be deprived? We're part of Maaseh Bereishis. You are our creator. We are your Maasim. There's no difference between a Jew and a goy. But there is something very important over here. Mitzvahs, most mitzvahs express Yirah Shamayim. Hashem is our melech. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. Hashem is our king. A melech can order commands to his people. A melech can dictate and tell his people, do this and do that. On your king, especially if a melech created us, he can say, do this and do that. There's one thing that a melech cannot do. A melech cannot command us to love him. There is no such thing. He could command us to give our lives for him. He could command us to do everything he tells us. He cannot command us, love me. Love has to come from the other side's heart, and it has to come from his nadus. It has to come from your own inspiration to love. Shabbos Kodesh is a bris ahava between Hashem and Am Yisrael. There is no way Hashem could go to a goy and say, keep Shabbos. Hashem could tell a goy, I command you not to kill. I command you not to eat Eved Menachai. I command you not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Hashem cannot command a goy to keep Shabbos. Because Shabbos is not just a maaseh. Shabbos is a bris ahava. You know what Shabbos is? Shabbos is like a Sheva Brachas. What's a Sheva Brachas? It's also, you don't do malacha, you just spend time together. What is Shabbos? Hashem says on Shabbos, don't plow and don't do your business, don't even pick up the phone, don't cook. Just spend time with Hashem. In other words, Shabbos is a bris ahava. Shabbos is a communication. Shabbos is a day of emotions, a day of ahava. And Hashem cannot command a goy to keep Shabbos. And Hashem has to offer the goy to keep Shabbos. And Hashem went to the goyim and says, do you want to keep the Torah? And the goyim says, what does it say in the Torah? Let's make a decision. Who are you? Who is the Torah? Should I decide to love you, Hashem? Should I decide to give myself away? And there's a lot of, you know, when you get married, it's going to push it. Because you become a Shubit. So the goy says, Maksivbe, I'm willing to become a part of Hashem's family. What does it involve? So Hashem says, it involves Leisirtzach. She says, no, that's not for me. That's not for me. You can command me Leisirtzach, but you cannot command me to receive a Torah. Because everyone always is discussion. What do I mean Esav says it's not for me? It's one of the Shevus is B'nai Noach. He's commanded Leisirtzach. The answer is, he said, you can command me, but you cannot command me to receive it with love. You cannot give me a Torah, which is called Torah Schayim V'Avas Chesed, with Or Panecha. You cannot give me a Torah, you cannot give me a Shabbos. You can say, don't kill, I won't kill. But if you ask me if I want to become part of Hashem's family and become close to Hashem, Shir Hashem, Hashem, L'Shalom, Yishakenim, and Shikos Piyu, this is not my type of life, it's not my cup of tea. That's what Esav said. So Hashem said, all right, if you don't want to become part of Hashem's family, so you can stay outside. Hashem went to Yishmael, very interesting. And Amram Moyev said, Leisinov, which is also one of Sheva's Mrs. B'nai Noach. And Yishmael said, Leisinov, also one of Sheva's Mrs. B'nai Noach. Hashem didn't tell them anything extra. Hashem didn't say, you have to look for an Esrig. Hashem said, So he said, Beseder, you command me, Vakasha. But that I should accept, I should be curious, a bris ahava, this no. So then Hashem went to Am Yisrael, and I said to Hashem, to Am Yisrael, what do you say? What do you say about the Torah? And Am Yisrael said, what kind of silly question is about the Torah? Nasef and Ishmael. Hashem, you and I are one. You and I are one. And they were makabel the Torah. They were makabel the Torah. Nasef and Ishmael, whatever you say, Hashem. And once they were makabel the Torah, there is an ahava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. And a guy who keeps Shabbos is intruding. And Chazal said the mashal like a king and a queen sitting together in a private room. And someone else walks in, Chayiv Misa, Akim Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Now every day, every Shavuos, there is in his Chachos, there is a renewal of this Bris Av, of this expression of love to Hashem. And on Shavuos, we have to renew our Haskomah and our expression of Nasa Venishma. On Shavuos, we are part of the unity. Shavuos is a bris. Shavuos is a covenant. Shavuos is a heskim. It's a between two sides. Shavuos cannot be one-sided. That's why Shavuos has to have a sphere of sa'ima. We have to express Ribbono Shel Olam. We want a Torah. And that's why, as we said, HaKamoyin Shavuos Nibin Am Alochem. On Shavuos, we have to make blinces. Because if you don't make blinces, that means you're not excited about the whole affair. It's like a kala walking into what you call it, into the chasish. She's not wearing a wedding gown. Vasi, I have it's a good enough skirt. It's a little stripy. I bought it on 13th Avenue. It cost me $9.50. Mayesh, I'm not excited about the whole business. The whole business doesn't excite me. If it doesn't excite me, you're not a kala. We could call it off. No one's forcing you. Doesn't matter, we paid whatchamacallit, we paid the down payment of $30,000 for the ulam. That's only 5% of the chasinet. It doesn't matter. We'll call it off. If you're not excited, no one is forcing a kala. Afterwards, then starts the Rosh Hashanah, then Hashem starts blowing at us. Hashem blows the shofar and Yom Kippur, and then comes the sukkahs. But Shavuos has to be our participation. Hakol moedim. And this is a beautiful word, the Atzeres, Bidonam Alachem, you have to participate in Shavuos. Shavuos cannot be like a different Yom Tov that you keep Yom Tov. Shavuos has to be an expression of Simcha that you want to turn. And that is the real depth of the custom to staying up all night. What's the name of staying up all night? Of course, there's very deep, the secrets in this Indian. But the simple explanation is, first of all, when you're excited, you can't sleep. Some people can't sleep when they're excited. But it's much deeper than that. Every person has his natural trend of life. That's what every person's natural trend of life. You get up in the morning, you daven. Take a person like myself. I get up in the morning, daven. I don't know how much, well, Chas v'Shalom, but you understand, the grace and mysterious nefesh that I have that daven this morning. Imagine if I wouldn't daven twice, and you would hear about it, would you want to sit by my lecture? I mean, go on my age, I should go down to university, become a doctor. I have Baruch Hashem family to support. Would you? So it's part of my life. So I daven shachris, and I go to the yeshiva, because that's my life, that's my profession. I daven minchan, I daven ma'ir. It comes 11 o'clock. You finish your shiurim, you finish your daf hayomi, you talk a little bit, 12 o'clock, you go to sleep. This is the natural trend. But really, there's no eigenkeit. You can learn Torah, you can do all the mitzvahs, there's no expression of your own personal feeling. It can become just plain part of your nature. On Shavuos, you have to give an expression, stay up all night. And I don't know if you in this medicine is the guys are like this, you understand, keeping their eyes open and going to sugar and drinking coffee and jumping up and down to stay up because you're expressing something, you're doing something. I'm learning Hashem's Torah. It's an expression of Ratzon, it's an expression of happiness, it's an expression of Dveikus to Torah. Because that's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is the Nasa V'Nishma, Shavuos is the Chasana, and the Chasana has to be participation from both sides. It cannot be coming from Hashem. Hashem says, don't do Malacha on Shavuos, daven a special davening on Shavuos, say Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos, and someone should read the Mishnah Berurah, and should see what it says, and Mekayim the Mitzvahs, that's not Shavuos. Well, of course, that's Shavuos. I'm not talking about Halacha, Chas V'Shalom. But that's not the neshama of Shavuos. The neshama of Shavuos is to walk up and down 13th Avenue to find the best blintzes. It's better if you make them yourself. But the blueberries should be, each one should be like a watermelon. That's what Shavuos is. It's Shavuos. It's Shavuos. Those blintzes, and you call up your sister-in-law in Eretz Yisrael. I once did that. When I was making a kugel of Shabbos, I was in Santiago, Chile. And I had to make a kugel for Shabbos. I called my sister from Chile to Riverdale. How many eggs did I put in the potato kugel, by the way? It was delicious. Well, I'm not so special, but I work Shabbos without kugel. I mean, I'm Jewish. That's what Shavuos is. Call up for the best recipe. It should be, give expression that we're going to get a Torah. We're going to become HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partner, Kaviyochol. Yishakeinim nishikas piyu ki toivim doidecha meyoini achasi yoinosi letamosi achasi leima borehi leilarata. Give expression. That's what Shavuos is for. And the men are making themselves crazy, staying up all night. You see the Shiva Bachrim? 2 weeks earlier, they're sleeping extra 5 hours. They should stay up the extra 2 hours at night. And then 5 weeks later, they're tired. But the Rosh Yeshivas didn't stop Shavuos because it's an expression. Exciting. Shavuos is coming. And everyone has, I'm going to 6 blat and 20 blat and 25 blat and 40 blat and 30 blat. There's an excitement. And at home, there's an excitement. But Lamaise, that's not it yet. Because the excitement is. But there's even a deeper neshama. The deeper neshama is the nasa v'nishma. The deeper neshama is that Shavuos is really a day to make some kind of a commitment. Now we must realize that nasa v'nishma was not a joke. And Chazal tell us, and everyone asks this kasha. Hashem asked the Jewish people, do you want the Torah? And they said, nasa v'nishma. And then was Kofalim Harki Gigas. Hashem took the Har Sinai and covered over them and says, if you don't keep the Torah, it's gonna cave in on you and you all become killed. And everyone asked this kasha. Every world Jew asked this kasha, Tosef asked the kasha, and everyone asked this kasha. And all the rabbis sitting in this room heard 30 different pshatim and 20 different pshatim about this kasha. I was just on 13th Avenue and I was buying some pajamas for my little baby. And I said, Nu zaga yiddish vort. He says, the kasha, nasa v'nishma, why do you have to kofalim hakegiz? Just 25 minutes ago, on 13th Avenue, 47th Street. Everyone has this kasha, and a lot of terutzim. But this is one of the terutzim. One of the terutzim is, the Jewish people said, nasa v'nishma, I'll do whatever you say, Hashem. So Hashem says, look, I just want to tell you, that you should know that it's not baby talk. You'll do everything I says, but you should know the Torah is not baby talk. This is Torah. Kofelem harke gigis. Im toivu ushmatem. If you will want and you will listen, to va'oretz toichelu. Vim tmo'anu umerisem. If you won't listen to Hashem, cherev to'uchlu. Then you'll swallow swords. It's not a joke, Hashem is telling us. You're saying, I'll do what you say. And Hashem says, you could back out. B'nei Esav never had a Holocaust. And B'nai Yishmael never had a tach v'tat. And B'nai Yovel never had inquisition. And Hashem says, you should know what this involves. If you want to become part of Hashem, and part of Torah, and receive it with Ahava, don't think it's a joke. You see, this is it. Kofalim harki gigis. And this har will be hovering over you till the end of days, till Mashiach comes. And now let me ask you again, do you say Nasa V'Nishma? Do you really mean it? Or Nasa V'Nishma? Nasa V'Nishma. Rabbi Tabor always says this beautiful word. Ribbono Shel Olam, when a kala goes into a chuppah, you're supposed to beautify her. Hashem put us into a chuppah, and before the chuppah, Hashem put us down to Memtes Shari Tumah. Memtes Shari Tumah. The worst situation that a Jewish person can receive, Memtes Shari Tumah, 49 gates of Tumah. Am Yisrael, the pasuk says, Ko Yamar Hashem Avicho Em Moiri V'Imechachiti, and you were out when I found you out lying in the street, and you would the whole description of Yecheskel, how ugly Hashem found us. Ve'ever Alech Moirach Mispossesses B'Damayach, you were wallowing in blood. Why did Hashem do that? And Rabbi Taub always says such a beautiful word, because Hashem says, don't think that I don't know who I'm taking. Don't think that I don't know that Am Yisrael won't always be in a beautiful situation of Nasa v'Nishma. Because if I take Am Yisrael and I count Sviras HaEmer and I make them beautiful and then I take Am Yisrael, so tomorrow they come to the United States of America and it's not the beautiful people, the Dor HaMidbar. So I'll say, this is not what I meant. So Hashem says, don't think